All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Using jQuery Mobile to Touchify your Drupal website. My name is Matthew Winstone. My Drupal.org username is MinorOffense. I am the CEO slash co-founder of Coalfront Labs Incorporated, and I've been using Drupal both professionally and for fun since 2006. And I was formerly the lead Drupal developer at CCS for the University of Ottawa. During my time at Ottawa U, I spent a lot of time sort of promoting Drupal because they didn't have a CMS. They have 4 million pages that are pretty much just individual HTML files, which is terrifying. So that's really where I got into the heavy development, was just like, okay, how do I take this really big mess of files and then sort of organize it in CMS and then start building out applications. So, what's the deal for today? I'm going to cover what is jQuery Mobile. I'm going to assume that some people have actually looked into this or at least heard about it, so I won't go super in-depth, but you need to know what it is for you to use it. I'll show you how to use it with Drupal. That's going to be the fun part. And I'll show you a sample Drupal website that is actually running jQuery Mobile. But there will be a test, okay? I'm going to be mentioning a lot of things. I want everyone paying attention. And I will be testing you at the end. And I have prizes. So focus. That's why the lights are up in here instead of, Batcave. Okay, first things first. What is jQuery Mobile? So this is an excerpt from their website. It is a unified user interface, blah, 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 blah. So it's a means of keeping things consistent across multiple devices. So you're building a web application. You want it to look or function in a very similar fashion across a lot of different devices and have it actually, work. Is it just a mobile version of jQuery UI? Not really. It adds UI elements for consistency, just like jQuery UI does. But it also adds touch events. So, for instance, with a lot of mobile devices, you've got, swipe and tap and double tap and hold and scroll and all that stuff. It's all different. They also do things for that little ball for BlackBerry users. I never used a BlackBerry. But anyways, it does stuff for that thing, too. It also adds effects for page transitions and just an animation set that allows you to make the apps feel more, native-y and that sort of thing. So it also adds caching. It does some, page preloading. That actually ties into the transitions. It'll preload the next page, and then once it has it, it'll do the animation to actually load the page itself. And it messes with the DOM a lot. In very interesting ways, they make it really frustrating. But of everything that the biggest difference between jQuery UI and jQuery Mobile is jQuery UI is very class-driven. You put classes, there's some HTML structure in there, but it's mostly the classes you tie. jQuery Mobile is all about markup, okay? Everything in there has to be in a set in a very specific way for it to function. Buzzword of the day, number one, and sadly the only one, HTML5. So in the HTML5 spec, we have these things called data attributes. These are just data dash put in your word here equals this tags. And jQuery Mobile uses this extensively. What these are, they're just arbitrary attributes that you can, that CSS and JavaScript can actually use to target the elements. The browser itself will completely ignore them. It's just extra text to it, and it ignores them altogether. But because it's part of the spec, sort of part of the spec, but it's since it's marked in the specification that you can add these, your code still validates. For those who are super intense about my markup must validate. So here's an example. Super excited about it. All right. So here, if you notice at the top, we've got just a standard link, and you'll notice the we have a data attribute called role. And so data role equals button, and then, you know, some text. And then it generates an actual, you know, button on the screen. Further down, if you want to have a data role button and you also want to have an arrow that points to the right, you add a second attribute called data icon, and then it'll render the button with an arrow. So that's pretty much the gist of how everything sort of works in there. All right, next up, Drupal and mobile. So this is, we're just going to cover a little bit just like how Drupal and mobile stuff sort of like play at the moment. So there are certain mobile modules that are pretty well known. So there's mobile tools. This does stuff like allowing you to switch a theme based off of some sort of, you know, browser detection if you want to do it that way. She's not okay. All right, I'm not going to get yelled at by Jen. You can. There's the browse cap module that does the browser detection. There's that Werfel thingy. And new to this whole thing is jQuery mobile, not jQuery underscore mobile. This confused me for the first week, and it drove me. Anyways, use that guy, not that guy. Unless that guy gets better than that guy, in which case, forget what I just said. But along with the mobile modules, because all they do is sort of add some extra functionality, they'll add some detection to do that sort of thing. You have stuff to be able to display. That's the important part. So in Drupal, if you take a look inside of the mobile themes section, there's the Nokia themes. Hey, Nokia. There's Fusion Mobile, which is a very pretty theme, but you have to use like Fusion with like the Skinner or something, and like there's like 9 layers to this thing. I don't know. And then there's the theme that was created specifically to work with the jQuery mobile module called JQM. And that sort of ties us nicely into Drupal and jQuery mobile. So before we move forward, we have to get our minds in the right place here. We aren't making jQuery mobile work with Drupal, okay? That's not what we're trying to do here. We're making Drupal work with jQuery mobile, okay? So whenever you're trying to get something working with Drupal and jQuery mobile together, you have to think, what is Drupal doing wrong? What markup is it generating wrong? What attributes is it missing? What files isn't it loading? Because there's no way for us to like grab jQuery mobile and sort of tweak it a little bit to get sort of make, oh, let's just make it work with the default markup that's in Drupal and blah, blah, blah. Because if you want to go back and do all the device testing that the jQuery mobile people do, go for it. You'll need like about 112 different devices, and you have to individually swipe them manually. Like it's crazy the amount of testing you do. So it's a lot easier for us to mess with Drupal because I don't know jQuery well enough to go and rewrite jQuery mobile. So what is Drupal doing wrong? Lots of stuff. You need to make lots of changes to core templates. Especially because of those data attributes that need to be there. You need to trim out some of the fat. You need to get rid of some extra wrapper divs and stuff. You need to upgrade some of the markup to actually use some of the HTML 5 elements. You need to have a lot of fun with the hook, do something, alter. Okay, so hook form alters. I can't think of another one right now. But anyways, you need to do a lot of altering. And you're going to learn to love the attributes array or the pound attributes array within within your code, because remember, it's all about markup. Okay, everything in jQuery mobile is markup driven, so you have to make sure the markup matches. Now there's a problem. Okay, bad news. As it currently stands, Drupal 7 is incompatible with jQuery mobile. Okay, so. I guess that's it, so I'll just... but why? Why is it broken? Like, why can't we use it? Well, Good news, everyone. There's a patch for that. So there's a few different ways to get jQuery Mobile working with Drupal. None of them are particularly easy, but I'll cover most of those today. So, easiest, most basic way of getting jQuery Mobile to work is to use the jQuery Mobile module, which loads the 1.0 Alpha 1 build of jQuery Mobile, and the jQuery update module that brings you up to jQuery 1.5.2, I think. Anyway, 1.5 something. jQuery Mobile 1.0 beta and up requires you to patch core. You have to patch core. And you have to patch, you know, a few other things too at the same time. So let's go off on a tangent for a second here. I'm going to talk about attribute versus prop. No math geeks in at all found that funny? Nobody? I was so proud of that. All right. So why do we need to patch core, and why do we have to be so careful with our contrib modules? And the problem is with jQuery 1.6. So jQuery Mobile, the latest builds and all future ones will require 1.6 or higher. Because of certain things that they've added. There you go. Alpha 1 used 1.5, so that's why you need the jQuery update. But you need 1.6 because it introduced a new function called .prop. And you guys are all thinking, well, what the hell, who cares? New stuff gets added all the time. What .prop is a way to get and set properties of elements in the DOM. So, for example, if you wanted to check if something was disabled, I know this code doesn't work, but adding more just... Anyways. So it checks to see if the input we see here is actually disabled or not, and this returns an actual Boolean value. It doesn't return the text that says disabled or not. Now, this might seem a little familiar to people who you normally use the .attribute function. So .attr in previous versions of jQuery used to do what .prop does now. But not only that, but they've changed the way .attr works because instead now, when you're asking for what should be a property of a DOM element, it gives you the value that it was when you first loaded the markup. It doesn't give you the current property value that the DOM has generated. And you should only be using it to load essentially like sort of visual elements on an element in the page. So for instance, stuff like this, so .atr value, that would be the appropriate reuse of attribute versus prop where you're checking if it's checked, if it's disabled or not. There's a few other ones. There's a link to a table that the Filament Group supplied that shows what you should use when, because it's an awesome gray zone that you're just like, oh, which one do I use now? Yay! And now, relating back to Drupal, the big problem is that Drupal uses .attr every freaking where, okay? It's all in the JavaScript. It's all meshed in, and so do all of the contrib modules like Views, CTools uses it, Panels uses it, Web Forms, like everybody. Like this is the way that this is one of the basic functions in jQuery that we use to go and check for things. So now that ATTR has changed, if you want to use 1.6, you have to change the other code. It's pretty discouraging, I guess, if you guys are bummed or want to leave or. No? Okay. All right. But you know what? Being discouraged, it's fine. We're okay. We can work around this. We can pull together and kick jQuery 1.6's ass, I guess. So here we go. Let's get to the meat of the matter. Okay, so implementing jQuery Mobile with Drupal. So I'm going to show you three different ways of doing it. Number one, the easy way. So first, install jQuery update to get jQuery 1.5.x. Two, install the jQuery Mobile module, not jQuery_mobile. Okay. Seriously, it just doesn't work. Install JQM because this theme has already got all sorts of overrides to add in the extra data attributes into the markup. It does a lot of that work for it. You can go and do that on your own or just copy the module or sub-theme it or something, but that is the easiest way to just get it going. And then you have the option of installing the Elements module or or the HTML5 Tools module to sort of help things along even more. And then go. And that's pretty much it. So let's do that right now. Do you guys see Chrome? Yes, you do. Okay. That's right. Live Drupal install right here. Okay, so we're starting with brand new, just plain Drupal 7. I've already downloaded jQuery Mobile and JQM and all that crap. Damn. Why do I always forget that? Default mkdir files. This is making great television right now. And then chmod 777. Sorry. And then chmod 777. Yay. Okay, so I created the database already. D7. I think I remember the password. No, whoa, there we go. No one password, I do not want you to remember that. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, for the love of... Example.com. It's really interesting typing with it, and I can't see. Admin. Okay, all right. View my new site. Okay, you know what? 1Password, you can stop. So we're going to go to the modules. We're going to go turn on... jQuery update, jQuery mobile, and elements. Save. Okay. Let's turn blog on just for the fun of it. And then last, we're going to go turn on the theme. Enable and set. I'm just going to enable it, not set default yet. Okay, good. Save. Set default. Oh, you jerk. I swear it worked. Okay. All right. Damn. Well, if you're curious to what it's supposed to look like. Didn't I? Yeah, I did. Okay. All right, well, you know, ideally it would look something like this. But that's weird. That used to just sort of turn it on and go. All right. Hmm? Isn't it in it? Aw. Okay. Add a step. Download jQuery Mobile Alpha 1 and then put it into the module. Then this will work. But if we let's go look at the markup. Input type. Oh, I didn't override it yet. Where's a good example? Okay, yeah. So there you go. So you can see here where it added the data role of footer. So that's the JQM theme kicking in and doing some overrides on some of the core elements that get displayed to the page. So it's adding in all of these roles, Windows, tooltip, something or other, box system. So it is actually going in and doing things to make the markup friendly for jQuery Mobile. Okay, so that's the easy way of doing it, when you do it right. But... it doesn't. There are problems with doing it this way, other than doing it wrong. Where'd he go? Okay, there you go. Install jQuery header, install jQuery mobile module, install JQM, install the themes elements, and then go. There we go. All right. What do you get with the easy way? So it gives you jQuery mobile 1.0 alpha 1, which, by the way, is very, very buggy. Okay, so don't expect to be able to use the full suite of things because it just won't work. I would recommend this for if you just want to go in and tinker around a little bit and just sort of play with it quickly. Maybe just start playing some of the basics of the API, looking at the markup changes, that sort of stuff. You might be able to get away with it as a one-off. Like I need like a web app that all it is like a form. You click next and then it submits. But I can't make any guarantees. So don't expect everything to work. And definitely don't turn on the Ajax page loading. Okay, that just, you're going to get like half pages loaded into some other page, and then you try and edit a node and it brings you back to the home screen. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, so that was the easy way, except for the screw-up. Next up, the hard way. This is really hard. So the first thing you have to do, one, patch core. This is a patch that is, yeah, you see that, okay, that is actually designed for Drupal 8 because there's an initiative to keep Drupal 8 up to date with the latest libraries and that sort of thing. And with that, it is supposed to be backported into 7 eventually. So this patch actually updates jQuery, jQuery UI, some of the form stuff, and a few other things. Next, you need to patch all of your modules that use ATTR and then get them to use prop instead. Okay? This have fun with that. You also need to patch jQuery Mobile because it is not designed to load anything but Alpha 1. So you actually have to go and patch it and tell it that, yes, it's okay to load beta 3 or 2 or whatever it is. You also have to patch the theme because it doesn't know about some of the changes they made since Alpha 1, and there's some new elements and that sort of stuff. So you need to patch that, and then you're fine. Then you just go, and everything's great. And, yeah. Okay, so what do you get with the hard way? I'm not demoing that right now. I'm not going through patching people's sites. So what do you get? You get to use the latest version of jQuery Mobile, so that's good. It upgrades jQuery to 1.6. So some of the new stuff that's in jQuery 1.6 you can play with now. But as I said, it breaks integration with some contrib modules. But you're able to use the full suite of jQuery Mobile. You can actually use that Ajax page loading, but you have to add one extra patch, which I'll show you later on, to get that going. Essentially, it's the jQuery Mobile framework assumes that there's always a trailing slash on your URLs. So I guess it's regex or whatever the hell it's using goes from that to actually figure out what the next URL is and then how to load that page into the DOM. So if you have something like slash node and then pound comment, it'll actually clip off the node part and you'll have your site slash pound comment, which when it goes to retrieve that page is nothing. So there's a patch I'll show you guys later on how to do that. All right. The third way, the right way to implement jQuery Mobile on your site. Yay! This is going to be awesome. You have to wait for stuff to actually catch up to what we need it to be. You wait for this stuff to make it into core, wait for contrib modules to upgrade their code to use the dot prop stuff, because it is, especially if you use the views UI, the panels interface and stuff, the context layouts with the draggy stuff, all that, like, it just, you have to go in and do that stuff. Do I really have to wait? It's like, yes, you have to wait, okay? It is the same thing to do. You should not go and try and use it in any kind of like production environment because it's a huge pain in the butt to keep going. Me, I'm stubborn, so I said screw it. I'm doing it anyways. So what you're going to need to do, what we're doing, like personally and as a company, we're actually helping get core tested with jQuery 1.6. We're trying to contribute some patches to module maintainers so that when they do need to make the change up to jQuery, that if they're all pretty much ready. And we're also seeing if there's a way to get the jQuery update module to do the update to 1.6. But the problem with that is by enabling the module to update to 1.6, you break. It's all that breaking other people's code thing because you're making a pretty significant change to the API. Yeah. But I do have an example of this actually running. You know, it can be done. We call it Snowstorm, just because we thought it was cute. And what it is, it's a combination of modules and one very special part, which is we are actually maintaining our own version of Drupal Core that we're going to maintain until Drupal 7 actually has 1.6 built into it. We call it Snowball. It's available on GitHub. We also have patches for views, for web forms, for panels, for ctools, and a few others. There'll be links and stuff to the patches. And we also have patches to jQuery Mobile Module and JQM that we're actually trying to get into the regular module. But it's like it's sort of a chicken and the egg thing. Like jQuery Mobile should actually be loading the 1.0 beta whatever libraries in the proper, you know, Drupal add library fashion. But if they do that, then the module is completely incompatible with every Drupal website out there except for those, you know, people running this. And then you're trying to get jQuery update to go, but it breaks stuff, so it's just like, yeah, I don't know, what do I do? So I'll give you a quick demo of that actually running. And then I'll show you all the other stuff that we went through. Where's my thingy? No, that's not that's LinkedIn. That's not us. Yes, I was hoping to have an actual like demo where everybody could go and have fun with, but this is on our dev server. So if everybody goes there, it's going to go again because it did that before the presentation, 20 minutes. I hate Murphy. When I do get the slides posted and stuff, there'll be a place to go for patches and all that sort of thing. So there will be somewhere for you to play with it. But, you know, like you can see here, it shrank it down. You have the little logos there. If I swipe here, ooh, yeah, it's good. You click on, like, a thing. It brings you to there. You click on home. So it is technically possible to get Drupal working with jQuery Mobile. It's just a huge pain in the ass. So that's it. But what we're trying to make it as easy as possible because, you know, I love it when I go try and solve a problem and be like, man, I really want to use this. The first thing I do is go Google Drupal this, and then you find the thing, you're like, oh, turn it on, bam, it's done. That's what I want the end goal of jQuery Mobile and all this stuff. I want everybody to be able to just go in, turn it on, turn on a theme, and bam, you're good. Problem is, right now, you can't. But we'll maintain that custom version of Core. It's actually tied, I don't know, somehow tied to Drupal's main patches stuff, so as they release patches, it patches our thing too, and it's just, I don't know how it works, he does. It'll be kept up to date if you feel like playing with it. Everything else inside of the core is actually just stock Drupal, so. But like, as I said, you have to be careful which modules you use. Anything that uses jQuery and that attribute stuff will probably not work. There we go. It'll probably not function properly. So, yeah, it's a very quick demo. Just go back to the presentation. So, the conclusion of the presentation is you should probably wait to use jQuery Mobile. I'd say learn the library, learn the API, so that you can create some pretty awesome apps. But it's really not, there's really no easy way to get jQuery Mobile running with Drupal. I know it's a super huge downer, by the way. It's just, but, you know, if you practice now, when the time comes when Drupal is actually up to date with 1.6 and all the modules are using .prop and .attr properly, then you'll be able to go in and and tinker around with that as much as you as much as you'd like. So no, they're actively trying to get 7 upgraded to 1.6. It's almost like, I don't know if people remember, like Drupal 6.2 or Drupal 6.3. There was at some point early on in Drupal 6's lifetime, they made a big change to the API, and like modules stopped working starting then, and you had to use that version forward. So I think that's what's going to happen here. Is just they're going to maintain sort of almost like two versions, one that like 7.9 and 7.10 will be essentially code equivalent, except one will have jQuery 1.6, one will have that one. And then they'll do that for a few and then just drop support. So that's what I think is going to go on. Or, hell, jQuery update guys might just sort of jump in and be like, you know, here, break your site. I mean, it's that could work too. But the reason there hasn't been anything going on there is they're also trying to re-architect how the jQuery update module actually functions, because it's become a huge pain to keep up with jQuery because they're releasing stuff super quickly. It depends. As far as Drupal goes, you have to patch like a lot. There's back end stuff and there's front end stuff. For views, it's mostly the views UI that breaks. Well, not everybody, but if the problem is your core has 1.6 installed, so if your admins log in from a regular desktop, it's still going to be broken. You won't be able to manage like it. Yeah. See, you're sort of screwed. But it's test time, people. And I'm serious. I have a bag of prizes here for anybody who wants them. I got it's relatively good stuff, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so test question number one: why doesn't Drupal work with jQuery Mobile right now? Anybody at all? You? Close enough. All right, come and get your prize. Okay. All right, your prize is a clock. So you can come and get your clock. It is technically from the dollar store, so I don't know if it actually does seconds. But it'll tell one time really well. There you go. Congratulations. All right. So, test number two. Which module of these two do you want to use? jQuery Mobile or without it? I think you jumped in, so you get a prize too. All right. The one without the underscore. How about Drupal the card game from DrupalCon San Francisco 2010, still in the package. So here you go. Hopefully it won't hit anybody. There you go. Okay. Question three. What is jQuery Mobile all about? There you go. Markup. There's two on there that said. Okay, all right. Prize for you is going to be an Ottawa Senators mouse or dry erase board. What? We're not in Montreal. Sure, I can sign it if you want. Okay. What should you use to check if something is disabled? Okay, I need a hand up first here, people. Okay, you want dot prop. Okay, all right, you get a prize. All right, you thought that last one was great. You get a Toronto Maple Leafs key hanger. I would hide this and scurry out of the building quickly. I feared for my life carrying it to the city. Okay, last but not least, what's my name? Okay, somebody has to raise a hand. Matt, okay, Omar wins. Okay, Omar, that was the hardest question of all. You get a trophy. Winstone. Okay, bonus points for you for remembering my last name. Here, I've got. For anybody who actually comes up and asks questions afterwards, I also have Halloween candy that is probably about 85% wax, but it's still good. So, any general questions? I'm super early. Any general questions at all? Yes. Okay. You lose the UI, essentially. Yeah. So if you don't have to edit views at all, on like if you set up your site. Yeah, you'll lose the UI if all your views are predefined somewhere else, and then you just turn them on through a module or something. Yeah, and then if you then you can actually use like Snowball with jQuery mobile with it, and then it should run just fine. But keep in mind there are still some front end views stuff like sorting tables, and I don't know. I'll show you what the patches look like. They aren't actually that complicated. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. You could, yeah, if you use Drupal, like, well, the problem is it'd be a big switch because you can use Drupal add library or hook library and alter or whatever that is to do that, but you're altering a crap ton of libraries because all of jQuery UI inside of core needs to be updated too because they're not using .prop and .attr properly. But, like, if you look at the patch, that's not the patch. If you look at the patch, it's really not, like, all I do is go in and search for ATTR bracket. And then everywhere I see one of those inside of the module, I go in and see if it's using it properly or not. And then I replace it with prop checked true. So there's that patch. Here's the patch for C tools. This one's a little more involved because there's a lot more of them. Panels only uses it once. Web forms uses it a bunch. But the big guy is Drupal core because core uses it everywhere. So far yes. So far that's all that we've had to change to get stuff to continue working. It's just maintain. This is only four modules, but if you've got like a dozen or so that you're. Well, then it's giving it write access to like files and stuff. And I don't know if you want the web server to be able to do that. Well, Coder Generate can do some of the translate, but it's writing stuff back into the files directory, as far as I know. I don't think it's writing directly into the module directory, because I wouldn't give the web server write access to your modules directory, because then that's just a bad idea. But yeah, like it's not impossible to maintain. That's why we're doing it, because we're not super crazy, but it's not like we'll make these available so people can go and play with them, and hopefully other people will generate patches too, so I don't have to keep doing it. Why do you keep turning off? But yeah, so the patches aren't hard. They're just irritating to keep track of. Let's go back here. That we're using. Five. Yeah, just five. We have web form. C-tools is a big one because a lot of things use C-tools because Merlin's crazy. Views, panels, and did I say web form already? What's the other one? Not features. Anyways, there are five. I just don't remember what the last one is. We'll make them. And once Drupal does actually get 1.6 into core, like we can just give them to the module maintainers, and like they could probably pretty easily just make these trivial changes in their code, but it would just be nice to, here you go, just run this, it should work. Yeah, if you scan the files and you have something smart enough to tell whether .attr is using itself properly, you could. That's a lot of... Yeah, I mean, technically anything's possible with code, I guess, but... I don't know if you. It's any other questions? Yeah. There's a discussion going on in. Not here. Time to go away. YouTube. Okay, fine. Stay there. Nope. Okay. So there's this is the issue that is actually where the patch is maintained for Drupal core. And you can see, where did it go? Where's the link? Post 97. Hey, a suggestion I made fixed something wrong with the field UI. So applying this actually does get Drupal running with jQuery 1.6. If you, let me just go back. My dashboard. jQuery. In this discussion, this is the jQuery update queue. We're sort of like half talking about how to get jQuery 1.6 with jQuery update as well as keeping it up to date with core. Last post made by MongoLito 404, that's a good name, suggests like sort of some sort of hook library alter solution. I was thinking of maybe having jQuery update include a submodule that adds a wrapper around .attr and just spits out that allows you to use, or sorry, that adds a wrapper around .attr they call .prop. So module maintainers could start using the .prop function call and then have just jQuery update, just pass that into attr and have it spit the answer back out. And then at least that way you can get, start moving, migrating modules forward to use the new function. But then it's like sort of like re-implementing the functionality, and you have to make sure that they're not using .prop in the wrong way. It's always returning a Boolean value, blah, 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 blah. Plus, you have to get people, the module maintainers actually say they're requiring jQuery update now with this submodule, or they have a requiring this separate submodule of some kind. Like, it's, they still get into the issue of not everybody's playing on the same field anymore. So, yeah. As long as everybody does it, then we'd be fine. Any other questions? Yep. Omega, yes. JQM mostly just adds the data attributes to a lot. Like, if you do, I Omega does not. No, Omega it does do a responsive layout and adds its own class and that sort of thing. But it doesn't add the attributes that jQuery Mobile requires to run. But you can go in and either submodule or subtheme Omega and override some of its default theme stuff to add in the data attributes. No, it does not. It prints you a jQuery Mobile like window, and that's it. It does not do any of the responsive design, because like, remember, jQuery Mobile is a framework that allows you to build mobile applications. It's not just for a mobile website. It's not like if you just want your regular homepage and shrink it down and then have it show up nice, you probably shouldn't be using jQuery Mobile to do that. If you want to build something like, and that's why I actually had it up here. If you want to build something, okay, there we go. Like LinkedIn's, like this is an application and they're using jQuery Mobile to get this to work. So if you want to build something like that where it feels like an actual native app, that's when you should be using jQuery Mobile, not necessarily just for your mobile like website. Because there's like you mentioned, Omega can just shrink itself down and go. Or you can do things like once it reaches a certain point, maybe even just trigger a switch to like the M dot or touch dot version of your site and then have it load the application version instead. Kind of like jQuery UI, where it's like halfway between like building an application versus just using it everywhere. It's really just designed for like an interface for an application. Yep. Simply just because of the sheer amount of testing they're doing across devices. They're using a method called progressive enhancement, which they've essentially broken browsers down into three. I'll try and load it up. They've broken browsers into three categories. They've got C, B, and A grade categories or browsers. How come I can't? Support platforms, there you go. Graded support matrix. Okay, that's sort of legible. So what they do is they've when jQuery Mobile actually spits out markup, the reason that they're so picky about the markup is they want it so that when nothing is there, no JavaScript, no CSS, nothing, that your site still renders in a nice fashion, that the markup is semantic, so that, you know, when you want to see a list of items, it's a list, the footer is there, the header is there, all that stuff. As browsers gain certain functionality, like they can actually interpret CSS, they'll make links a little bit bigger, they'll move things to the side or something, maybe they'll hide some certain content, and then when you get the full support, you start getting JavaScript and all those, the events and stuff kicking in, so you can actually swipe across things and scroll up and that sort of thing. So the way it's designed to work, be as friendly as possible to every device, not just like iOS and Android and that sort of thing. So it's just... Yeah, it removes that having to wonder whether this JavaScript will actually run on something else or it won't run. I guess, yeah, all right, 45 minutes, sweet. If there's any other questions, feel free. Like I said, there's candy. As far as the slides, because it's keynote, you know, I can't just give you the keynote box, it won't run. So I'm going to package it up in some fashion that allows you to go over the notes again. There's links to stuff to me. Links to Snowball if you want to go and play with it. There was supposed to be a demo for the mobile stuff. I didn't quite get it ready in time for people to go play with. So it'll be ready next week, though. So you'll be able to go there. I'll announce it on Twitter and all that, you know, usual stuff. You can go take a look at jQuery Mobile, take a look at the modules, and the patches for everything will be available there soon. Once again, next week, once I get the whole demo and thing going. So. Yeah, people can come and talk to me, give out cards, do all that networking stuff that we're here to do. Yeah. Well. Yeah, cool. All right, well, thank you very much.